So the question is that when we see there are different teachers who are sent by God only, and they teach different things, and people go off in different directions. So why is it like that? Why does God give different teachings like this? See, one of the fundamental features of the Vedic literature is that it offers what in today's language we could call user-friendly spirituality. So user-friendly spirituality means that it recognizes that different people are of different natures, different orientations, different levels of consciousness, different stages on their spiritual evolution. And so, all of them cannot take only one path. That's why there are various devatas. And worshipping them is also scriptural. It may not be the highest in scripture, but it is also within the house of scripture. So, the Vedic idea is that anybody who is on the spiritual path, in some way or the other, anybody who is pursuing something higher than the basic bodily pursuit, basic materialistic life, that anything higher is good. And how much higher a person can go, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So, if we look at the Abrahamic religions, they have the idea, this is one conception of God, this is one messenger of God, this is one holy book. You accept this, you will be liberated. You reject this, you are going to go to hell forever. So, this portrays the path to God as very narrow. And if God is unlimited, why should the path to Him be so rigidly limited? God manifests His mercy in many ways. And into not just in many ways, but to many degrees. So, some paths to God take Him people up to a particular level. They will not take Him all the way. Some paths may take them. So, for example, the path of Karmakanda. It involves worship of the devatas. And that also is good. Because people are at least accepting the existence of some higher being. And by that, they are rising above just gross materialism. And they are evolving in their consciousness. It may take time. But they are on the progressive path. Similarly, Jnana Marga. And similarly, impersonalism is also not wrong. Impersonalism is also a valid realization. In fact, impersonalism is a very exalted realization. We think of impersonalism as very bad. But it's not. It's a very exalted realization. In the Bhagavatam, Shamik Rishi is described as an impersonalist. And he was a great sage. Parikshit Maharaj went and offered obeisances to him. And of course, he did not offer enough, that's the whole issue. But the point is, Shamik Rishi was considered an impersonalist. And he is not considered anything bad. Mayavad is, the problem with it is, there are various paths and they move forward, they take people to various levels up. The problem comes when something which is at the intermediate level is thought of as the highest. And a bigger problem comes when the intermediate is not only thought of as the highest is made as lower than the intermediate. So, there is impersonalism and there is Mayavad. They are two very different things. Impersonalism is that there is God has an impersonal feature and I am attracted to that impersonal feature and I want to go there. That is not offensive. But Mayavad is God has an impersonal feature, that is the highest feature, and the personal aspect of God is just a temporary illusion. It is a convenient fiction that people can use for meditating on ultimately to realize the impersonal Brahman. So this is what is the problem. So impersonalism is a valid realization. The worship of devatas is a valid form of worship. So the Vedic path offers various modes of elevation for people so they can take spirituality at their pace and move onwards gradually. So nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yobididhati kama. There is one supreme being, he maintains many other beings. And he maintains them according to their desires. Eko bahunam yo vidhati kama. That one being maintains others according to their desires. That means that now desires is not just in terms of gross desires for eating, sleeping, mating, defend. People also have their conceptions. And Krishna maintains them according to their conceptions. This is what you want to believe? It's fine. Believe this and follow this and you will be elevated in a small way. Now, if a great devotee's mercy comes in a person's life, then that person may be very much in the one tamoguna. But that person can also be elevated to the highest spiritual level. So that is, devotee's mercy, exalted devotee's mercy can take a person from the path of gradual elevation to the path of rapid elevation. Not only there can the mercy take a person from the path of gradual elevation to the path of rapid elevation, the mercy of a devotee can take a person from the path of rapid degradation to the path of rapid elevation. That is, but Vedic culture is inclusive. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Gaura Premanande.